The Broncos are proud to introduce their second-round draft choice from the University of Miami, Orlando Franklin. You want to hold it up? Thank you, guys. Orlando, you want to sit down and take some photos? He's only got a few minutes, guys, so fire away.
Well, I spoke with the coach. He has me playing right tackle, and I think I'm just going to come in and listen to everything that they say, absorb as much as I can, and help out the team as much as possible.
What are your strengths as a player?
I'm a physical player. I'm going to play hard for 60 minutes. Yeah, you can say that. I guess so. A lot of people, some people accuse me of being a dirty player, but I just like to get after it. I'm happy to be here. You know, he went to Florida. You know, I went to UM. I remember playing him a couple years ago. You know, he's a great player, and I'm excited to be blocking for him.
How many different teams do you think you may end up once the first round passes and ideal to draw up? Teams you talk to, just how many different places do you think you'd end up? Do you think that Denver
be one? I spoke with the offensive line coach for Denver, and he was supposed to come see me, but something happened where he never came and seen me, so I didn't even really think I'd be ending up down here. But he did tell me that he was real interested in me, and he called me yesterday, and I was like a kid in the candy shop. I was the happiest person in the world.
You played a lot of left tackle, and some people projected you as guard. What do you think will make you a good right tackle?
I played some right tackle also at the University of Miami. I took snaps at pretty much any position, so I'm just going to come in here and try to do everything that I can to be the best right tackle possible. Well, I had moved to Florida when I was 16 years old, and Miami, the school, it pretty much reminds me of a high school. All the teachers know your name, great tradition. You know, a lot of people that went to the University of Miami are in the NFL, and they just sold me on just coming in and working hard, and if I'm one of the best five people, I would play. Yeah.
Orlando, is it a little, you were notified that after this, you got bolted here pretty quick. What do you think about that, kind of a crazy situation?
Yeah, it's crazy, but I'm just excited to be here. So a couple months ago, I jumped on a roller coaster, and I've been enjoying every minute of it.
Orlando, between run blocking and pass blocking, which do you feel more comfortable with, and which do you think is your stronger suit right now?
I think I'm more comfortable with run blocking. And I'm definitely more stronger at my run blocking and pass blocking.
Do you have a glitch? Do you have a travel glitch getting in?
My mom flew out this morning also. She was flying to New Jersey. Her flight was a little bit later. So she was taking her time. And to international flights, you got to be there 2 hours in advance. So I got there like with an hour and 20 minutes left. And they just told me that I wasn't going to be able to make it.
What's it like as an offensive line? You just said run blocking probably is a little bit of pass blocking. When you have someone like around in the pocket a little bit. Is that a nice little
It definitely makes playing football a whole lot more exciting.
How many Jamaican-born, Canadian-grown offensive linemen are there in the NFL?
I think I might be the only one.
When you start playing the game, how were you introduced?
I started about at the age of 8. You know, a lot of guys in my building, they used to come around, walking around with their equipment. I never knew what it really was. And one day they just brought me with them. I fell in love with football and been playing ever since.
What positions did you play right
now? When I was younger, I was a little bit faster than I am now, so I was actually in that backfield for a little bit.
Did you ever play D-line? You spent this position in D-line?
I played a little bit of defensive line when I was in high school.
Orlando, I heard that you lost weight after you were a freshman. You actually lost weight. What weight are you most comfortable at? Do you think you can get bigger, smaller?
I think I could play anywhere from 312 to 328, anywhere in between there. I feel comfortable. I like to be as light as possible, I think, because it just helps your body out with injuries and stuff.
Are you going to reach out to Miami guys that are around here and other guys to other Broncos players?
I'm real close with Doomerville, and I talk to DJ Williams a lot. So I'm gonna definitely be talking to them and trying to learn as much about Denver as possible.